Three, two, one, yank.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, season two, Epi five, Epi Cinco of the Lover Podcast. Your host, CB Beyond, bringing you as always Conrad's Corner. Nikki, producer double clicks, Eddie Turbo Turbs takes. Boys, we're in the thick of it all when it comes to fall, when it comes to football. We got the whole kit and caboodle to get into this week. We got to dive into an ECU heartbreak as usual. Crazy Monday night football game, college football. Again, the pick and pull this week. You want to talk about big spreads, you're going to get them. You want to talk about a 5-0 week from Turb, you're going to get it. And we also got a top five from Turb this week. So, boys, do we go ahead and dive into ECU App State first and get the heartbreak out of the way? What do you say?
Yeah, let's do it.
I mean, Nikki, I will say this, very proud of the big fella, Turb. I saw this. Colin, you'll love this too. We were at the bar, a lot of ECU fans watching the game. These must have, they had to been college chicks from Charlotte. They come right into our sector. We have it lined up, the bar, guys behind the bar tables, right at the TVs. And these girls come right in to try to get drinks. I'm like, this ain't happening. Go over there, that left side. You can get drinks, no problem. It's like wide open. That's where everyone's going. You know, there's like a lane that people go into for drinks and they keep coming in and out. It's like, all right, fine, we'll take your word for it. Next thing you know, they start walking over. They pass me. And right when they pass me, they see the big fella. And Nikki just does the, what do you guys want? What do you guys want? Of course, every girl's like, oh, vodka cran, vodka cran, vodka cran. And like, there's like seven drink cores that get bounced off. And Nikki just, I'm like, Nick, what are we doing in my head? And then Nikki just goes, all right, whose car are we using? I'm like, there's the big fella. Let's go. And everyone just shut, they all just shut down completely. I love that big fella. I did not see that coming.
Power play.
No, I will say that even though I did do that, I have to stop going out on game days because I spend way too much money on drinks.
Crazy.
My credit card bill was astonishing, and that cannot continue, or else I will need gainful employment. But it was a lot of fun. We started out at Horseshoe. Turb told me to meet him there, and I show up waiting for a parking spot. He calls me. He's like, "Come pick me up at the house." Drive back to his house, pick him up, and we stay there. And this place is, I've only ever seen it two types of ways. It's either fully packed, which it was on Saturday, or we are the only people in there. And there must have been a couple hundred people inside. And you know me,
Damn.
fat guy. I also got confirmation from Corey within 5 minutes, instant just back sweat. It was so hot in there. It was so hot in there. And we
Was it
ended up.
like when South Carolina lost? Were people going nuts?
So
We left a little early.
we left.
Oh.
We left. Went
For
in.
those of you who don't know, Horseshoe in Charlotte, big Gamecock bar.
Yeah. So we left probably like
A
5, 10
lot of
minutes left to
cocks.
go, and we met DC Drano employees, and
Does
we went.
Corey still have that Instagram post up?
I think so, dude. Here's a fun fact for you. I was texting Cam on Sunday. We were battling on fantasy, and Corey was like hitting me up, like, "What are you doing today?" I was dead. I was like, "I'm not getting off this couch." And he was like, "Yeah, I'm going to the game." And I didn't think anything about it. Cam texts me. He goes, "This man Corey is on one. He bought DC Drano 50-yard line tickets."
No way. Oh my
Yes.
God. Yeah, someone dive in.
Guy
Someone dive
me
into that. Dive
yeah
into that term for the
guy
people.
we were at the Gamecock bar, and we're just like in the middle of everything, and Nikki, like, we're clearly like blocking people, but there's nothing you can do. Like, Nikki walks up, comes in hot with a Trump hat on, and these girls were behind us, and I at first I thought they were gonna like chirp or something, but then I guess we started like talk. I think I talked to him first, and then Corey jumps in by all respectfully, very mid. So I was just like, "Here you go, Corey, have at it." So like he gets in there, Nikki's in there. I'm just like watching the game at this point, and like I heard like Corey or Nikki was like, "Wait, what? Like DC Drano, typical liberal, like." And then I heard that I got back into the conversation. Like, wait, what are you talking about? And so like these two girls they work for this like social media like management company that essentially DC Drano, typical liberal, like the hard conservative pages,
the hardcore.
That like basically they run both of those like Instagram pages, like pretty much like at least produce the content for posting. And so like, of course, Nikki and Corey are just like all over it. And I mean, from there, they like, I thought we left them and then they like showed up at the other bar we went to. And then Corey's like dialing in over here, puts up a selfie on Instagram, like conservative queens. It's like, it looks like a Snapchat selfie that you'd send to like four of your like closest friends. He puts it on his Instagram. And sure as shit, I was scrolling Instagram mindlessly Sunday morning. There it is, conservative queens, right on my page. And he left the like count on there. It's like 31 likes. I was like,
He spent the whole weekend with them, dude. That
And then next thing you know, he's at the Panthers game with this chick, apparently 50 yard line. Guy's been on a tear. Shout out to C. Huey, but I mean, he was telling me before we even went out that when he went to Nashville, he stayed an extra night because he met a chick and like stayed with her and like did all these things with her. What? And like, I was like, what is going on?
Let's go.
Guy got a mustache and went to town, dude.
Still got stamina, man. That Panthers game on Sunday, dude, that like it could have been the prime Patriots. I don't know if I'm making it to a public setting stadium. Oof.
Not anymore.
At Allie's house, I was couch bed. And she was like a young puppy, like following me around. I was like the old 12-year-old dog was just trying to die in peace. Couch bed. But fucking Conrad, that ECU app game. Did you get involved? Did you watch that game?
I saw the first half. Majority.
Oh, well then
first half and some of the third quarter. Yeah.
Well then, yeah, you thought we played great then.
No, exactly. Yeah, that's it. That's what I was thinking. I'm like, I just remember looking on Gamecast and I see like turnover, fucking just three and out, three like ugly football, and then just no defense whatsoever.
There was an epic fumble. So of course I'm in the car and I'm driving up, watch first half with Allies, meet these guys at clutch for the second half. And Ryan, my brother's texting me, like, second play of the game, touchdown Pirates. I'm like, what the fuck? Like another minute, like a couple minutes goes by or whatever, like pick six Pirates. I'm like, what the hell is going on? And so then I get down and I see when I get in from the TV, we make a 48 yard field goal. I'm like, what the hell is going on? Like that kid had booted the fucking thing too. And then fucking at the bar that second half, all I remember was we're hanging around and that fumble happened. And if anyone who's watching the game this weekend saw, it was an epic fumble. Apps running in at like our 20 yard line. And it was one of those fumbles where like the helmet hits the ball and the ball goes fucking flying. Just starts bouncing around like a ping pong ball. Nikki's just screaming at the bar top, ball. ECU recovers, we start going nuts, and then 5 minutes later on like second down at like the 50-yard line with more time than anything in the world, we throw an interception that had no business being thrown right to an App State defender. No deflection or nothing. They run the clock out, and there was a lot of boys from the Cape Classic trip that were on the Pirates, and they kind of got a little dose of what we bring to you guys in big games. ECU will stay in the fight. If they get a touchdown or more, you take them every single time.
It's like we just relapsed. It was like things were going way too well for ECU football the first half. And they were just like, they were that meme looking themselves in the mirror. Like, you are not, this is not you. Go back to who you are. And they just played. I've never seen a team play so within a quarter and a half, completely reverted game plan to, oh shit, we have a 16 point lead. Oh shit. What do we do? Let's play not to lose for three and a half more quarters. And you just will never win in college football that way.
And I don't know if they covered, Conrad, but my
hope. No, like, it's a pick-em.
Okay, yeah. But so if they play South Carolina, NC State, UNC, Duke, App, and if ECU, if they get 3 or 4 points, they're going to cover every time. They're just not going to win. They're going to be that team that gets +4 and loses by 3. That's just fucking the South Carolina game. They come out a couple years ago, that fucking trick play. Touchdown right off the bat, disappears. Fucking like you saw with App State, come out hot, disappears. It's insane. Yeah, yeah. If you take them first half, first quarter, But yeah, it was disgusting. So they win that game. They have a Liberty team. They go in and beat, and you probably get some national talk on ESPN. It just it sucked.
It is
classic ECU.
It's tough to see you guys learn that this is what ECU football is. I didn't
learn. What?
Yeah,
we've been fans for seven years. They've been dog shit for 7 years. What more do we need to learn?
Well, you've never seen ECU be good at football, is what I'm saying.
That's what we need to learn.
So that's what we need to learn.
We won aim four 1 year. We won aim four.
You win a couple games, and then you're like, oh, shit, this might be our year. Like you guys said the past couple of weeks, look at our schedule. We should win 8 or 9 games. I'm just here to let you know it's not going to happen.
We can still very well win 9 games. I honestly this Liberty game now is a must-win.
I said it about Norfolk State. I really do mean it about Liberty. I think we lose by more than 2 touchdowns.
I mean, yeah, well, Liberty's a great team.
We're talking about one team that has actual aspirations of making the college football playoff. We're talking about another school that might have more tuition numbers than them.
Dude, it just
Liberty
was like,
minus 6.
Like we beat the shit out of ODU, and App State just fucking has our number. It's like maybe like I wouldn't mind losing to ODU 1 year if we could fucking beat App State 1 year. That's where I'm at.
App State's just be the sour fucking puss of it. And I have friends that are App State, and I'll be the first one to admit it's purely a jealousy thing. But I mean, you want to talk about a fucking team that just gets every win, every single fucking win, that even when their team is like, I mean, our buddy was at the bar first half. Oh, I don't even care. We sucked this year, blah, blah, blah. And then they win. And he's like, yeah, well, nothing new. We beat ECU. It's like, must be fucking nice to have that in your back pocket. Oh, we beat Texas A&M. Oh, we beat Michigan. Oh, we've had all these big wins. Who cares? We got blown out by Clemson. Well, we beat our in-state rival the next week, so who cares? It's like, must be fucking nice.
Yeah, and it's like, what pisses me off, too. It's I don't know. Like, you're just, everyone in Greenville loves the Pirates, and that's great. But you're not going to get anybody in media to be like, hey, coach, why the fuck did you take the pedal off the gas in the second half? You know, you're just going to get a bunch of guys from the Greenville Observer, from Pirate Radio, who are like, Coach Houston, tough loss. How are the boys taking it? It's like, granted, you're not going to get that when you're outside of a big market. You're not an SEC school. But it's like, if you're the media, I get you want to be friends with the fucking coaches and shit, so you want to have that in. But it's like, maybe fucking lay into these guys a little bit, because this team year after year looks so good in big games and they just can never fucking close. And I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if against Liberty, they fucking do the same thing. They're in it. And then when they have a chance to blow away with it, they just fucking don't. I don't know. That's just something you get in small market sports media, like Carolina. Like, what would be going on like right now with fucking Carolina, if it was in New York or Boston, it'd be a fucking nightmare for a coach to deal with. But I don't know. Just something I was thinking about. And something I was also thinking about was our group chat Saturday morning. We got to get into that for the people. Our group chat, the LRP Radio group chat on Saturday morning. I might have to walk back my take a little bit to a 33-yard field goal that they make on game day.
I was wondering where you're going with this.
That means he went out and kicked some balls. And he knows.
No. All I was thinking about was my quads. I also forgot in high school, that's what they do for the college. So for people that don't know, if you live under a fucking rock, Pat McAfee has once a week at college game day, a random kid to hit a 33-yard field goal for like $50,000. And some of these fucking kids that I get, I'm like, have these kids never used their fucking legs before? And I was like, in the group chat, I'm like, I could fucking bang a 45-yarder, no problem. I used to kick field goals for bullshit in high school. And these boys jumped down my fucking neck. Like I said, I could fucking solve the Da Vinci code. It was fucking insane. Next thing I know, I was getting called not an athlete. I'm not a fucking, I just played hockey and lacrosse. I'm a loser. Fucking Nikki's like, you ever played a down of football? Then Nikki's like, I can long snap.
This is very one-sided, because there were chirps coming flying from your end that were warranting the chirps coming back down your end. I've never seen a guy spiraling in real time and being like, you motherfuckers are so fucking you guys are so insecure and so freaked out. I'm like, buddy, you need to look in the mirror, my friend. All I said was you couldn't kick this thing, and it turned into a fucking downhill fucking chirp fest.
Basically, a breakdown was I can make a 45-yard field goal, Nikki can long snap, and Conrad can beat Turb in a 40-yard dash. Like, that's basically what we were having three-way arguments about for like 2 hours. Sorry, I was bev boying too. Not Bev cart, Bev boying on the golf course. I have a fucking like beverage cart. I'm like stopping every 10 seconds to fucking like hammerhead text you guys in the group chat. There's like balls coming flying at me. I'm just fucking going nuts in my fingers. We do have to put that. I will put that to the test though. The only thing I walk it back. A
33.
Little bit,
I will. 33. I'll agree with. That's yeah, 33. That's the difference.
Yeah. I just forgot. Yeah,
but that's the difference.
Oh, well, here's the thing. Here's the thing. I forgot in high school too. I was playing hockey and using my quads more than once a month.
Here come the excuses.
I'm saying. I'm just
that's
saying.
That's the whole argument.
I was.
Yeah. I was
banging 40 and 45. Yeah, Now I'm not.
That was never my argument. My argument was never. Have you banged a 45-yarder before? I believe it. Could you do that right now? Absolutely fucking not. That's my argument, and that's like, what I stand by.
Like, I walked up like 15 steps today, and I was like, my quads were like so heavy, and I just thought to myself instantly, I'm like, this leg isn't fucking getting behind a ball that much power. There's just no way. The 33 yard though, because
I will say though, you were chirping them. I've got to back up just a little bit because you're shooting down a fucking alley. There's people on both sides.
Yeah, it's nerve.
It's and there is it is a one shot one kill. It's not. It's
you're
one
drunk
of those things,
too.
I think.
You're
yeah,
drunk
there's
too,
one
Brian.
Of those
you
things.
Better hope
I think.
They are.
I don't think. I think there are some embarrassing ones for sure, but it's not as easy as it looks. I will say.
Yeah.
Well, what are they? Two for three so
what,
far.
Like one like one
yeah,
kid.
Pretty
one
good
kid,
this year.
Yeah, one kid maybe? Banged it. Like what you're gonna get one kid that bangs like Texas A&M. The kid banged it, and then you get these other kids where they hit people like right next to like the football.
Yeah.
It's like insane. I'm like,
yeah,
that's
it's like
insane.
A golf swing. It's like a golf swing. Like either you get off the tee box or you don't.
Didn't the kid who banged it? Didn't he get a second chance? Like he missed
a second shot.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. And he also played like soccer in high school as a freshman, probably wasn't even drinking. But to Conrad and Terry's point,
that's
you're drunk,
thing, yeah.
All those people. It's a different spectacle. But
I
could
I
be
think
having.
Those kids probably had like one drink there because a lot of them seem like dweebs. But.
And you probably know what's, you know what's coming too. So you're like, I got a chance for $50,000. Let me lay off a couple of fucking Tito's and club sodas for a couple of hours. So I can maybe win 50 grand. But you might be having a Nikki long snap. Jan field goal kicking video coming to you soon. See if we can orchestrate that because that would also be hilarious. Nikki's long snapping, Turb's holding. I like kick Turb like the wrist.
Oh, Kelly sighting.
Hi, Drew.
Whoa.
Hi, Nikki.
What's up?
What's up, Kelly?
She said, fuck Conrad.
Yeah, I'll go kick rocks.
Fuck Turb, fuck Conrad. She just saw the big fella from afar. Can't blame her.
No, I will say the one thing that solidified it for me that you were absolutely spiraling is when you sent us a screenshot of a text to one of your high school boys that were like, didn't we used to kick balls in high school? And he was like, yeah. And you were like,
he's like,
no, but can I make one? And he was like, sure.
Yeah. It's like one of those scenes where you have a gun to someone's head and you're just like, I did this right.
I pulled the Rico Bosco just to like six texts that you guys
I just immediately sent back green text, don't trust.
Oh man, that was good though. Man. That was I love
that
getting
was great.
The juices. Yeah, I love getting
got
the
blood flowing for sure Saturday.
I forgot too. Bella gets the blood flowing too. Conrad, fucking we're ripping Saturday is the Dak Prescott. Yeah, here we go.
Here we go.
Yeah, it's like
great.
It's like
the
fucking
are
Trump
buzzing,
voice. It's the Trump voice, dude. You can't stop. You
can't.
And then I thought to myself too on Sunday because it always goes into my head is like when this Cowboys are getting their shit kicked. It must take a lot of balls to still be under center screaming that shit. Like, and he is. He's down fucking 38-7, and he's going, "Yeah, here we go."
I think that's when it became
tough cadence
popular.
When you're down.
Was the Packers game last year, Terry, when the Packers were blowing them out. That's all you could hear because the crowd was so quiet. And you're like, oh, my God. Like, this guy.
Really, you got to have a losing. You got to have a different cadence when you're getting your
losing cadence.
It's just got to be like,
Yeah, just go to the silent count. Just go to the silent count.
It's just, yeah. Here we go.
Gotta have a losing cadence. I love that. Oh, man. But fucking, yeah, we're going to get into college football, NFL talk. But boys, let's get into that top five. Turb, what we got for today? Tell the people what you're bringing to us.
Yeah, top five. I know that, I guess, I don't think I was maybe on the pod when you guys did it. So top five bucket list venues that you haven't been to that you want to go to. So it could be literally anything, whether it's just a stadium, a certain type of game, certain type of any video, any venue, any sport, prestigious, hype, whatever you want to call it, top five, snake order. You know the deal.
And before, yeah, and before you were on, we did top five sport events we've been to. And that was when it was like Nikki was choosing like Apex, like basketball state championship games. He's like, you ever been to a state championship game? Like, Nikki, I played in like two of them. They don't even
you had to been there. You had to been there.
Yeah, you had to been there.
Nikki with the terrible towel for Apex basketball front row doing all the chants.
He's doing the roller coaster.
But yeah, that was good. We might revisit that now that we got Turb with us, and might do it in a couple of months when hopefully Conrad sees the Phillies. When he sees his number one game and the Phillies make the World Series in game seven, that would be electric. You have it on lock, correct, Conrad? If they make game seven at home, you would be
– If World Series game seven is in Philadelphia and the Phillies are in it, I will be in the outfield catching a Nick Castellanos home run.
That's so awesome to look forward to. If they make the World Series, you're just praying for game seven. They're up 2-0. I know, right? They're up 2-0. Like, lose a couple.
Come on.
But yeah, let's get into it. So we got top five bucket list sporting events is basically what I'll put out for the actual caption on the story. Top five, your bucket list for sporting events. Nikki, you came in first last week. You were 2-0.
Again.
2-0. Nikki's 2-0. I came in second. Turb came in third. Conrad came in fourth. So, Nikki, where will you be going in this draft?
So, I liked 1-1 last week. I think I want to double up on the turn. Give me four.
That's a good pick. All right. I guess I got to go one.
Give me three.
Perfect. Conrad, number two. He's gonna panic again.
All right. No, so
I have 20 picks. I have 20 picks for this. I thought this out and I have them tiered tier one, two, and three. This one I'm ready for.
Yeah, I hate going one here, but just to throw it out there, like we've three of us besides Conrad have been to like Red Sox Yankees at Fenway. So like I'm not doing that one. It's like I've been to that. Right. I mean, Conrad's probably not going to take that, but it's like, no, I'm saying like I've done Sox Yankees at Fenway. That's not going to be on my list. I'm saying it wouldn't be on Turb or Nikki's either. Right. Cause you guys just did that in July too.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you could say like a playoff game or something. Like, I don't know. The atmosphere is clearly a little different, but I'll leave that up to you. Your call. I mean,
I had Sox Yankees and I was like at Fenway, but I'm like, I've already done that. Like, and Nikki and Turbo already done that. So like, I just want to get that out there. But, I mean, yeah. So like, here's what here's where I'd go for like a bucket list top five sport event as my 1-1 would be Stanley Cup game seven.
Yep. I had that on my list. That was tier one, by the way. That was a tier one pick.
Really? Oh, all right, guys. That was a tier one. I don't know if that's good or bad. That might be bad for me then. That's in Conrad's.
I knew you were going to take it, so I almost didn't write it in tier one, but out of respect, I added all my 20 picks in the tier. So it's tier one. So to me, I'm going to go straight into a Kentucky Derby. Would love to go to the Kentucky Derby. The greatest 2 minutes in sports. Like, we all love the ponies here. There's nothing like it. I would love to go. I don't know how – I think I would just go – I don't know. Would you guys go pastels or just go straight, like, maybe like a really faded light blue suit just swagged out?
I think I might go Longhorn cowboy look.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You know?
With a bolo tie?
Spikes on my boots. I don't even know how to fucking use them. I should be fucking turning the wheel the whole time.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
The Spurs.
Okay, Derby. I mean, ponies. You're just betting ponies all day. What's better than that?
And people forget too, Karen. You also have like 10 races before the Derby too. People forget you just have one race.
It's a huge day of racing, and that race alone has like 20 different horses in it. It's the biggest horse race, and it's on the dirt. It's great. They come around the turn. What is better than coming around the turn horse race? Your horse is still in it. Everyone's going nuts. The pools are huge. You have a chance to win a ton of money. Kentucky Derby.
That's solid. I've got two, and I've got to just pray this one comes back to me. I think it's sneaky. Give me Duke UNC college basketball. Yeah, I have Cameron Indoor.
Yeah, good one.
One
yeah,
that I just one. I can't let that thing float out there too long.
Good one,
Cameron Indoor, Duke UNC.
That was 100% gone if you didn't take it. So
at Cameron Indoor too is a very important detail. That's a good one. That's a tough ticket to get.
It's got to be on the graphic
for sure. Not at the Dean Dome. Fuck the Dean Dome. Okay.
Yes.
We are going the Masters.
Yeah.
Had to go in the first
round. I love it.
Had to be a first round pick.
I wouldn't have taken it, so I'm happy that the pressure's not on me to take it.
I've got a hot take there.
So we've got the Masters.
Can't go wrong.
Next.
Where's the big fella go?
We're going to go the game. Ohio State, Michigan at the Big House.
Not on my list, but good play.
I don't hate it. The Big House too, so it's like, I know that's not the game, but no, I definitely thought about it.
Biggest church in North America.
Not that
I would fucking know, or maybe I would know from two plays. You know?
Yeah,
that's a good pick, Nikki.
The biggest church in North America, or the biggest bathroom, some would say.
Technically, all three of you, but really only Conrad and Drew have experienced that. Because I got left out the Airbnb. Now I'm not salty about it, but go ahead, Terry, for your second pick.
So I had the Masters, but I have one where I think as a golf fan, the Masters is prestigious, but if you like to get rowdy and you like a good time and you like this great American country, it's the Ryder Cup. It's the Ryder Cup.
Good one.
Oh, actually not what I thought you were going for.
What I thought you were going to say when you said rowdy.
It's the Ryder Cup. It's the Ryder Cup.
Yeah, because he's already done what we all thought he was going to say. So, but Ryder pick, that's a good one. That's a good, had it on my list.
Oh, you've done the other one that's in Arizona?
Turf has.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't say it. Good pick. I'd damn sure go there again.
Yeah, that's when you said rowdy, that's what I thought you were going to say.
Yeah, so I mean, that's what I think, like, based off of the environment of the other one, if the Ryder Cup is that and it's USA versus Europe, that has to be the best golfing viewership you could go to.
Massive pick for Conrad here. Huge pick. Can he get something going?
This right here is a great pick. If you like the finer things in life, if you want to be rich as fuck one day, be with the elites of the world, you want to go to an F1 race in Monaco.
Wow.
Oh, what? This is a guy.
Wow, you guys don't like that pick? That's crazy.
Dude is crazy.
You could have taken that in five
alternate. That's a great pick.
Five alternate.
I didn't even sniff that on my list. Wow. Like, this might be a
Well, you guys state. Obviously are trash and don't like the finer things in life. Yeah. So my point stands.
The Monaco Grand Prix could have literally been the last pick of the draft.
You guys, that's out of a bucket list venue you'd want to go to. You wouldn't want to go to Monaco for an F1 race.
Well, no, that
you'd rather
we're
go
not
to some
arguing
backwoods
we
in Arkansas.
Go. Not arguing we wouldn't want to go.
I mean, at five, I think Nikki's right. You probably could.
But you say it's not even on your list.
It was on my list,
but that's like something that I don't even know that is attainable. Like
that's
to
why
it's a full experience.
I mean,
I just didn't see
small minded. That's small-minded. I don't know what to tell you.
You caught me off guard. I didn't see it coming.
That was just your one pick for me, by the way. So I like where I'm at.
I just didn't see that coming.
Stay true to yourself. That's what I'm going to do. Stay true to yourself.
I just didn't see that coming, so I got two picks here.
The finer things in life club out there is going to – they're going to vote for me, believe.
I got two picks here, and – I think I got to go. I got to hope that some of these are going to make their way back to me. I think they're going to. I'm going to go with my number two pick just for it's a spectacle for a whole weekend. Give me NCAA Final Four and my number two pick, Final Four weekend.
Check the box.
Final Four weekend, and you have decent seats. and you have decent seats. You're not fucking.
Yeah, all these are decent
yeah.
seats.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, none of these are.
Section
C,
row 13.
All these are premium, cream of the crop.
Right.
Seats.
So give me NCAA.
Like Cameron Indoor, I am basically in. I am an Asian in the student section.
Oh man! All right, so now this third one, I'm going between two games here. I'm going between two games. I think one of them is going to make it to come around to me, so I'm going to go with the third one that I think is going to last this round. Give me the Army Navy game as my third pick.
Nice,
that'd be a fucking epic game to go to because it's sold out. You got cadets, you got sailors, fucking everywhere.
Where is it? The solid in Philly.
No, it's in Annapolis.
Fuck. I might go to that anyway.
Conrad, is it
bad? Actually,
I had a chance to go 2 years ago. I didn't
damn
go.
Damn sure better than F1 bucks. In Monaco.
Oof, I don't know.
I just didn't see him dropping that.
Never saw that. Really?
That just caught me off guard, to be honest. It might not
That's
be
a
bad pick. It just caught me off guard. I mean, I'll tell you what.
That's
my brother loves F1, so, I mean, you might resonate with some people. But it might be
a F1's a lot more popular than you think. But here, you ready for my third pick?
Yes.
The Red River Shootout.
Yeah, Red River Rivalry, I had it.
Red River Shootout. Let's not be PC here. Yes. Texas State Fair, Texas, Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. What's better than that? It's an overs galore game every single year. Two teams that genuinely hate each other. I mean, what more do you want me to say?
Yeah. That's good. Well, look, I mean, I've got to check my boxes, and we're in the third round, and I got the Super Bowl just staring me in the face, and we're talking about good seats at the Super Bowl. Yeah, it's an event, commercial event. If your fucking team is in the Super Bowl, granted, that's not the argument here. I'd go to any Super Bowl, but I mean, that is a dream. That's a dream for a lifelong fan. Something. We've been to the Super Bowl, not in the Super Bowl. So, I'd kill to go see a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It's just once in a lifetime. And usually the NFL produces a great product game-wise for the Super Bowl. I mean, if you're there last year, Chiefs, 49ers, incredible. So, give me the bowl.
And yeah, that to get it at that pick, to get it at that this round, great value. It's just what I was thinking when I was writing it out, like you were saying, corporate event, blah, blah, blah. I personally, conference championship weekend, give that to me, fucking day of the week, but you can't go to conference championship weekend. So we're going to take something. It's going to be the Super Bowl. So
it's good value. It's in a neutral site. So you get you really get the mix of both teams, the camaraderie, the buildup. We've been a part of all the events leading up. Like, if we knew we were going to that Super Bowl, like, you know how life-changing that would be in that game, so.
Oh, yeah, your team, no question. Yeah. So, yeah, it's a good value pick.
Yeah, it was tier one pick, so good pick.
Yeah, this may be a little controversial because it will be at multiple venues, but give me the Summer Olympics.
I mean,
Summer Olympics.
I didn't even think about it. You can have it.
So like any sport, like
I would say Summer Olympics, but you have to take this upcoming in LA.
Yeah, what are you going to just say Summer Olympics in any city in the world? Like,
yeah, well, no, I mean,
we're saying a little more specific.
It's only announced a couple of times. Like if I could have gone to the one in Brazil, like that would have been unbelievable.
I think since it's bucket list, you got to do upcoming. So the Summer Olympics in LA. So have fun getting shot and copped on your fucking way to the stadium.
Says the guy that went to Atlanta and basically got shot in Atlanta.
Yeah. from experience, I'm telling you. Now, they might love Nikki there. They might love Nikki like everywhere else.
Yeah, 100%. When have you ever not seen me make friends somewhere? So give me Summer Olympics, front row, beach volleyball, women's gymnastics, track and field, swimming, everything.
Take it. That and F1.
One row, beach volleyball.
Summer Olympics
women.
And F1. You guys can have it.
Okay. Next, I'm going to close the circle on the Big Ten and give me a Penn State whiteout game.
I didn't have a good one.
Yeah, I've been good to the stadium. Pick. Been to, I think it was Beaver a whiteout stadium. Game when we went, Pete. So it's kind of like.
Definitely not. They played Kent State.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
The 12 o'clock game against Kent State.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right. Well, in my brain, it was a whiteout in my brain because my brain was blacked out. My brain was blacked out. It was a whiteout.
It was in water at 7 a.m.
Yeah, more like fucking rips of aristocrat at 7 a.m.
Yeah,
we were not drinking Vladimir. Tito's and water at fucking that stage in our life. I like it. Yeah, whiteout. I mean, Penn State, definitely. I've been very fortunate to go to Tennessee Stadium, Penn State Stadium, Michigan Stadium. Those are like, I mean, three that I would put on my list, but I've been there. So... Is this what is this for?
Wait,
so
doesn't Nicky have another one? Where did he play?
No, he went Paris Olympics and
Oh, that's right.
So Nicky, you have masters and what's
he went fencing at the Paris Olympics and he went Kent State Penn State game.
So Nicky, you had Nicky, you had masters, then what was your second?
The game, Ohio State, Michigan at the big house.
The game, Summer Olympics, and then Penn State whiteout. Got it. And then now it goes, back to what? Turby.
Turb.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Turb's fourth pick.
Just popped in my head. I had it in my head. Like I said, I didn't prepare for this, but it was in my head, and it just came back. Thank God. Give me a UFC heavyweight world championship fight. Octagon right on the fucking ring, blood, sweat, spit flying in your face, sitting next to champ.
The champ does what he wants.
I forgot about you.
Give me the octagon, dude.
I didn't even Derek think about Lewis, that. That's a good pick.
My balls is hot. Derek Lewis, fucking yeah.
That was so classic.
Yeah, I mean, that's a spectacle. That's
Joe Rogan's 20 feet from you.
I've heard Bob brilliantly dumb. Like he's like, he went to one and he like can't get enough of it.
Those guys love it, man.
Everyone you see, it's like a Super Bowl in the sense that like you see all the big names, all the big time people, and it's nonstop action for like 4 hours.
Yeah. Make fighting great again.
Good pick. Yeah. Good pick.
Fighting
good
sports pick. Are back on the up and up.
Car with the Kentucky Derby, F1 at Monaco, and the Red River Shootout. What are we going with?
F1 Grand Prix at Monaco. After the Red River Shootout, I have...
Oh, I've got such a good final.
I'm going to go with... This now I'm in my head. I'm gonna go with the Iron Bowl.
Oh, fucking piece of shit. Good pick.
There you go.
Iron Bowl good is that pick. And it's between that and another prestigious college football venue, but
Iron Bowl and Iron Alabama Bowl. Or Auburn. I still can't take it, but just for the gotta go Auburn. That's why
Auburn, yeah. It's gotta be Auburn. I mean, yeah. It'd be nice because that's like where it's hard, but like Auburn's a prettier stadium, but Bama has been so good. It's like recency bias. You just imagine them winning it and at home, which with whatever team wins is.
Yeah, going crazy.
Yeah. But if I was at like the Kick Six or whatever in Auburn, like if I could pick that one, imagine that, jumping into the hedges, getting onto the field.
Yeah, crazy. Iron Bowl was gonna be my five hole. My four hole is US Open at Pebble Beach. And my five hole now, I mean, there's one I could go true to myself, but it's not going to go with anyone else. Or I go.
Stay true to yourself.
I mean, you got me, Conrad. You got me. You got me, Conrad. You got me. I wanted that one. I wanted that one. You're
fucked. Stay true to yourself. What's the true to yourself pick? You got it.
But just for, I mean, I can't even fucking tailgate anymore. I've been fucking making it the game. Go ahead and give me, I mean, just cause fucking motherfucker. All right. And then just give me Lambeau Field. Give me Lambeau Field. Love to go to Lambeau Field in the wintertime. Give me Lambeau Field. Snow game at Lambeau. Now at Lambeau Field, you can smoke joints in the fucking stands too. Why the fuck not? Give me the fucking Lambeau Field. Lambeau Field of my five hole. Fucking, you handicapped me there, Conrad. Good call. Mm.
I think Lambeau's not a great pick, but
yeah, that's a desperation
hill. T-shirt, and I think yeah. I mean, he said it the whole time he was scrambling, but I'm going to stay true to myself here with my fifth and final pick. There's one thing about seeing sporting events live, it's passionate fan bases. Where do you see the most crazy, passionate, hooligan fan bases? You see that in the Premier League. Ooh. Over in England.
Yeah, soccer. I forgot about that. Good one.
Yeah, I had it.
Manchester City versus Manchester United. That is like the premier of premier rivalry games to go to in all of the world.
Do you even know what it's called?
The Manchester Derby.
The Derby, but yeah.
Yeah, whatever. I'm fucking American. 1776.
That was pretty good that you got that. Yeah, that's one that I thought about and just never wrote down in my notes and just forgot about. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
A good one. All right, me and Carter closed out. Derby.
That was – I was going to pander with like a World Cup final or something, but we'll leave that off. Oh, man. This is where not having anything written down, this could hurt me. If you know, you know. If you know, you know. The world darts final. The world darts final.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. Yeah, Van Gerwen. He does it again.
Dude, yeah, that's a good one.
From what I've seen of that, it's like it's the most random event, but God, people in that building are slugging more than anyone. They are getting so rowdy to watch the most average-looking dudes throw shark darts.
Yeah.
It'd be a great spectacle.
Great time.
That was going to be an honorable mention, but fuck it. Give it to me.
Yeah.
Especially if you see a nine darter, that'll be crazy. Yeah.
Like Turb finds those niches, those niche picks, man.
But fucking they gotta start old heads, with people. Simpletons don't fucking know about it.
Yeah, this is all about winning. So let's end with the winner. We already have the Summer Olympics, so the World Cup is out. We already have
two. Not a part of the Olympics. We
already have two football games, so the Rose Bowl is out.
That was the other pick I was between for that and Iron Bowl.
We've got the Masters, so the Open Championship at the Home of Golf at St. Andrews is out.
It's a good pick.
I'm gonna show everyone that Conrad
it's a strategy right here. It's
I'm gonna
a strategy.
Show everyone that Conrad does not know ball. If there's one soccer game in the world that you go to, it's El Clasico.
El Clasico,
Barcelona. Madrid, Barcelona, El Clasico is my last pick. And the only one that I did not mention that I still have left on my list was the Daytona 500. I don't think that one.
I thought of it. It actually struck my brain. I wanted to big dick Conrad when he said F1 Monaco. I was like, let's see how Daytona 500 matches with our fucking with LRP.
That's like I thought about it. Like when I did the all-star race, it was 90 laps. It was a blast. I just couldn't even think about being in a fucking place like that for 500 fucking miles. By 120.
It's not even really a bucket list for me, and that just doesn't seem like something that.
Yeah.
I'd be down to tailgate.
I've been to the World Series, so I'm happy to say because I've already been to the World Series. Yeah. So I'm happy to.
I'm going this year, so I didn't want to say that either.
Good call. So I'll run through it. So Jan with the number one pick. I got Stanley Cup Game 7, NCAA Final 4, Army versus Navy, U.S. Open at Pebble, Lambeau Field. Carter in the two hole with Kentucky Derby, F1 Grand Prix in Monaco, Red River Shootout, Iron Bowl, other than the Manchester Derby, Man City versus Man U, Turb with Duke, UNC at Cameron Indoor, Ryder Cup, Super Bowl, UFC heavyweight bout, and then World Darts Final. And then Nikki rounding it up with Masters, the game, Ohio State, Michigan, Summer Olympics, Penn State Whiteout, and Real Madrid versus Barcelona.
El Clasico. That's what I want on the graphic.
If
El
Clasico, yeah, if Nikki, yeah, all right, I'll put it there. If Nikki takes,
you might have fucked me with that one.
If Nikki takes this one, I mean, I don't know who's gonna win. I don't know who's gonna win. I didn't think Nikki would win the last two, but if he wins this one, we got a serious problem on our hands. I'm gonna start looking at like people getting paid on the side or something.
Yeah, so you guys tried to handicap me with no pictures, still pulled it out, dominated. What's the handicap this time?
I don't know.
Everyone is handicapped.
Yeah, we're all doing the same thing.
It's not a handicap.
Yeah, it's like everyone got it, but you didn't get it. It's like, yeah, we're all on the same playing field. All I know is that Turbin, Conrad especially, he's got to get something going. Conrad.
Well, I came in second the first time. I came in last.
Oh, good call. I forgot.
I think the difference, though, is that when we did the draft between us four, we were like, that was a baller fucking list, and it just didn't hit with the simpletons.
Well, see, the boys,
what it is.
There's a lot of simpletons out there. They're probably not going to resonate with Monaco, but they might resonate with Barcelona because they're going to think about partying in Barcelona, not the actual sporting event.
I do have to mention me and John did get a group text saying there was a major miss in last week's top five of human inventions. It came from Steve, and it was fake tits.
Yeah, I thought of that.
Which again, Steve, one of the guys we golf with on the Stony Creek.
I just
group,
for a guy that
Steve,
loves a good
old
set
head.
For a guy that loves a good set of busty natties, it's just like plastic tits and plastic anything can really fuck someone up and make them fucked up. So I just was like, I'm not even going there. You give a girl with no chest and put some fucking silicone, it doesn't become good all of a sudden. It just looks fucking weird.
But yeah, I just thought it was classic because Steve, a guy we golf with, shout Steve, listener in our Stony Friday group. Again, he's a little bit older than us, and fake tits were revolutionary at one point. Now it's like, yeah, now they have it to where it's like at least I think he's thinking of when they first came out too. When they first came out, I can only imagine they were like boulders. You're playing with fucking boulders. Now you got fucking I don't know. I just think like to Terp's point,
they're just
natural.
They're just squeaking.
Yeah, I think that's one of those things when they first came out. They're like, wow, holy shit. Now it's like, I don't know. When you were like a kid, I feel like you talked about it. Now it's like, I don't know.
Give me the busty nats.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, the heavy hangers, the heavies, any day of the week. I'm right there with you. BBLs, yeah, he's like BBLs and fake tits. I'm like, dude, BBLs are fucking, I don't think.
Like, yeah, well, there's a section for that at Spencer's. They sell blow-up dolls.
Oh, that was good, though. That was good seeing him get involved. We'll see where Steve goes this week. We'll see where everyone goes this week with the top five brought to you by Turb. And boys, college football, Nikki, record last weekend, 4-1.
4-1. The only miss was the backyard brawl that covered late. I think they ended up scoring like almost 70 points. I wasn't expecting that. But North Texas, Texas Tech, over 69.5, almost hit by halftime. Let's see. We had Washington State under. We had Alabama covering 15.5 against Wisconsin. And I don't even remember what the other one was.
Wait, did you not have that Georgia over on your card?
No, that was just in the parlay.
Gotcha.
Just in the pocket. Since we gave that out on the pod in the story, I didn't give that one out. I forget what my other one was, but it hit.
Oh, so, good call. LRP parlay. Buffalo -4 hit. Conrad.
Yeah, I mean, let's get right into it.
You did not say that being serious. If you want to talk about Conrad's demon, it's Notre Dame. The guy literally went from -27.5 -27.5 to Purdue plus.
So let's get into it. So yeah, my pick for the parlay was Purdue +10.5. Notre Dame, my very beginning of the year, I said I was on them. I was all on the hype. I think what they didn't cover back to back weeks, I decided to bet against them. Now
didn't cover,
brother.
They lost outright to a 27-point favorite. That's a little different.
Yeah, so they
didn't cover.
Didn't cover back to back weeks. All
Spin
I care about
zone
is
king.
What'd you go so last week for a record?
Now I'm chasing Notre Dame all around the country. They're going to be on my card every week. I have to until I win against them. So that's just fair weather warning for all LRP faithful. Notre Dame is now a consistent spite pick for the season of 2024. Overall, 3-6, or last week, overall, 3-6. Overall for the season, 20-17. Memphis plus 6.5 against FSU was a hit. It's fade FSU.
That was my other
pick. Also a smart pick, but a smart pick.
By the way, a couple of faithful I've talked on the phone this week have shouted out Conrad for his insight on Florida State week zero episode. Basically called it.
Called it from the
team. This team 0-3 might be, I mean, them in Florida, but keep going.
Miami of Ohio plus 3.5. I don't even think that one was close. Purdue plus 7.5 versus Notre Dame. Nowhere close. Oregon State plus 17.5 versus Oregon. Not even close.
that was Washington a holy
minus 6 versus Wazoo. Not close. They lost outright. ECU plus 1 versus App State. Lost by 2. Ole Miss minus 20.5 versus Wake Forest. Ole Miss. Wagon. Add them to your card every week. Colorado State plus 7.5 versus Colorado. Not even close. And then Nebraska minus 30.5 versus Northern Iowa. Cash it. So not good. Not good. But listen, it's still 20-17. 20-17. We're back again this week. Like I said, I might have 20 picks on the card this week. Which is scary, but I love it at the same time. I love giving out enormous college football cards. So just be ready for that. That's all I got to say.
Oh, man. Conrad gives out 20 picks and goes 3-17. And just the whole rest of the year is going to be insane. But no, that won't happen. It will not happen.
It'll never happen.
I forgot my overall. I went 4-1 last week. I'm 7-4 overall.
All right, nice. So you're kind of getting the two tails of the tape, and I just realized in my head that the LRP parlay we went 1-for-3 or 1-for-4 last week.
Tulane was mine.
Tulane was close.
I had them 14. They lost by 15.
Nikki had the Georgia-Kentucky over, and they scored 13-12.
you're calling me nice pick?
The two college football guys in this podcast had two blowout losses, and fucking me and Turb were hanging in there.
Man, if that's just not the script right there, I don't know what.
That's it, dude.
I mean,
Nikki will blame me. I will blame Nikki at the slippery slope of Saturday because he gave me the hammer lock of Georgia and just absolutely got murdered. And then I was like, well, I've got something to get us back. It was just a double. It was literally me and Nikki holding the gun at each other. I grabbed it. I pointed it at him. He grabbed it, pointed it at me, and we both just killed each other.
What happened to Sean O'Malley? You get knocked out or something?
He lost by decision. But
okay, I guess that's not terrible. But
yeah. Well, it is
a loss is a loss.
Loss is a loss. Still sucks, yeah.
So I had like a hammer whale play on Alabama, so I was up like 500 to start the day. And then we go and drink from 1 a.m. or from 1 p.m. until 2 a.m. And we're at the bar, and Drew's basically holding me up in a booth going, Sean O'Malley. And so I put so much money on Sean O'Malley. And then I don't even see the fight. I think
I'm glad I did it.
Drive John home, and I wake up in the morning just absolutely head pounding. And I just look at my book, and I'm down like $700. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. No, it was that
after
was
the hammer whale play too. That's tough scenes.
We hammer whale played each other because I literally was like, Nikki, are you sure about this Georgia over? I was like, I will live bet it right now. He's like, with everything you've got, and I was like, oh god, all right. And then we made some movements. Like I placed a whale play, made some movements. We get to the bar. It's like in the back corner. I look at Nikki. I go, buddy. It is like 7-6 with like 13 minutes left. I had like over 42.5 or something.
So bad.
Just never had a chance. But
yeah, that was the game.
Kentucky fucking blew that game too. I mean, and now we got, you know, for college football this week, Carl.
Through the shit week, that's for sure.
Yeah, if you guys got those about last week, for this upcoming week, we got Nebraska-Illinois, a big-time game Friday night. Mm-hmm. Last week on Friday night, Arizona K-State, terrible K-State. Great call. Everyone stepped out Arizona at +7. Now you got the Illini catching 8.5. You got two teams in the Big Ten that are surging. Which way are you going to go on that? I think I like Illinois to cover that 8.5. They're at Nebraska. This Nebraska team, all hype, all hype, all hype. Like we were talking last epi. We'll see if it pulls through because, I mean, we were talking before the pod. This Kent State team, looking at matchups for this weekend, this Kent State team has played Ohio State, Tennessee last weekend, and now they play Penn State this weekend.
Number 10 Penn State.
Their spread is 48.
They're getting eight. They're getting to the bag is what they're doing.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. They got like $10 million. They lost to Tennessee 71-0. They're 48.5-point underdogs to Penn State. These guys are be walking into the MAC with the biggest cocks in the fucking land. I mean, they are going to be playing some of the biggest teams in the country. But yeah, I just thought that was hilarious to see this Kent State team. I mean, their AD is bag chasing because again, yes, in college football, Nikki, the spreads this week in the top 25 matchups, you got Ole Miss playing Georgia Southern. They still haven't played a real football game like we talked about week zero. Their September schedule is a preseason schedule.
Yeah.
Go ahead and get Ole Miss to go 4-0 against the spread, Lane Kiffin cover spreads. You got fucking just big matchups galore everywhere. And I don't know if you guys see anything State, for the people. Clemson,
USC, Michigan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow,
that's gonna be a big one. USC's laying 5.5.
That's a new. Michigan. That's a new color game that we've never seen.
Utah, Oklahoma State. Everyone's seen the quarterbacks for Utah, Oklahoma State, Conrad, the combined age of 49 years old. Chicago, Indianapolis, and the NFL is 44 years old. Wild.
Yeah. Tennessee, Oklahoma is gonna be a good game.
Tennessee, Oklahoma, yeah.
College game day in Norman, Oklahoma for the first time in a while. They were in Columbia last weekend, and Gamecocks should have won that game. Two pick sixes called back. It's something I've never seen before, I want to say. LSU is doing what LSU does, skating by the skin of their teeth. And I think this is the last weekend, Conrad, looking. You gave off a couple of good matchups. USC, Michigan's going to be great. Tennessee, Oklahoma's going to be great. But you still have a lot of those big spreads out there with Notre Dame, some other schools out there, like we were saying, Penn State. Next week, when you get to the last week of September, that top 25 pick'em college football, you're not going to find a spread over 10 points. So it's like you got one more week of dealing with it. Then when conference plays full blown, October is going to be insane with these new conferences. It's going to be unbelievable, these games we're getting.
Yeah, no, we have a ton of huge games coming up this week, a ton more next week that I'm looking at the schedule. And like you said, conference, when it comes to conference play, is when the best college football gets played. It's when the leaves start turning red, orange, they start getting crisp. It's when you start wearing pants all day, all week. This is when the leaves turn. This is when football gets great. Like I said, I love the board. I might have 20 total picks between sides, totals, everything. So
just to give the people what I'm talking about, you got Texas A&M playing Bowling Green, 23.5-point spread. You got Ole Miss playing Georgia Southern, 35.5-point spread. You got Texas playing Louisiana Monroe, 44.5-point spread. Notre Dame playing Miami, Ohio, 27.5-point spread. LSU playing UCLA, 24.5-point spread. Penn State playing Kent State, 48.5-point spread. Iowa State playing Arkansas State, 21.5-point spread. Ohio State playing Marshall, 39.5-point spread. And Clemson playing NC State, 20.5-point spread. So this week, you got a lot of big spreads this week to pick from. I think next week you're going to finally get into where it's good matchups all around. But again, I mean, these teams have kind of reverted back to college football 15 years ago, where it was you didn't get games until October came. I mean, they're sprinkling them in there a little bit more than what they did 15 years ago. But still, you got teams like Ohio State, who isn't going to play a game until Oregon October 12th.
Yeah, you also got teams that are playing to cover the spread. Like, you can't tell me that Tennessee is not trying to run up the score and cover the spread, whether
absolutely.
Seeing these virgins, Nikki, in the comment sections, like fucking going at Lane Kiffin for like being pissed off at Wake Forest canceling their game next year after getting wiped off the map, and they're like, you'll run up the score. That's an unwritten rule. It's like, buddy, you clearly aren't a gambler. Like, fucking, you praise this shit. Like, that's what you want to see nowadays.
Especially with the donors boosters. And when and gamble. Yeah, donors, boosters, gambling's legal in so many states now. Like, you know, they're saying, hey, if you don't cover fucking 64 points against Kent State, you're not getting my $10 million to your NIL fund next year. Like,
if there's, if there's, it's not only that, it's
I'm putting this $2 million on the game. I'll double it up and give it to you if you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, if there's three teams that is going on very prevalently too, it's Texas, Ole Miss, Tennessee.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Texas with Arch Manning. Yeah, Quinn Ewers was hurt, but he's not hurt for a while. He's not out for the season, I don't think, right? Quinn Ewers.
No, they said it's week to week. He's not going to play this week, I don't think.
What a time to be at Texas, man. My goodness. Arch Manning, Quinn Ewers, you got two top tier quarterbacks in your program. I mean, once they get involved with Georgia, with Bama, with these fucking SEC teams, it's going to be a fun month of October, man. It's going to be fucking fun. And until we get there, we got NFL. And when we got NFL, we got Turb going 5-0. Monster. The first 5-0 week, I want to say, of the LRP pick 'em pool for the NFL season, Turb. 5-0. Yeah. Monster.
Yeah. I'm not going to name names. I've said my piece, but we've got people chirping after week one. LRP, they're at the bottom, 2-3. 2-3, what the fuck is 2-3? Everyone's going to have a 2-3 week. It's avoiding the 0-5s, and it's banging the 5-0s. And if there's one guy that's done it year after year, I might not win it. Who knows? Maybe this year I'm due, but you bet your fucking ass I am always at the top. Shout out Rick. Guy is always there as well. He is an NFL pick'em sharp. He's always up there. I'm always up there. Listen, it was one of those things. I just saw it so clearly. I knew immediately when my pick of the week, I said it on the pod. What did I say? I said, I love the Packers. I said, Simpleton's Colts. I said, good team's good, bad team's bad. It's the NFL. They're going into Lambeau Field. And what do you know? That just set me up. There's two games I loved, Packers, Steelers, just two of the easier games of the weekend. And like you guys were talking before, college football, I don't like the big spreads. Give me the short spreads. Give me the little guys. It's when you watch a lot of football, a lot of NFL, good team's good, bad team's bad. Steelers are never going to lose to the Broncos. Doesn't matter who's at quarterback. Russie, Jesse, doesn't matter. Steelers -2, easy money.
How did the LRP parlay do? I had Chargers, bang. Nikki with Steelers, bang. Turb.
And Packers.
Packers, bang. Conrad.
I don't even remember what my pick was.
Oh, my God. Come on. We're 3-0 now. I forget
what it was.
We have to play back because I didn't get out in the post. So if you listened last week and you got Conrad's pick and if it was a winner, you hit a parlay of the NFL with LRP. Call it football.
Yeah.
So it's this upcoming week on this post we'll have on Friday.
And another thing.
That was a great call, Nikki. Packers, too. Malik Miller.
Another quick thing to shout out. I think I mentioned it last week, but I know you guys aren't in them, but Survivor Pool Pick'ems, one of the crazier years ever to be in a Survivor Pool. I think the two biggest favorites, two biggest pick Survivors back-to-back weeks. I don't know if that's ever happened. Both went down outright. I picked the Commanders in one pick'em. They won without scoring a touchdown.
That was my pick.
Pick, Conrad. So
Commanders,
you hit the parlay.
There you go.
Yeah, LRP parlay last week.
We need to get those LRP NFL parlays on the board because I think they've been pretty good. Even I think week one we might have went 3-4.
That's awesome, boys. We hit last week. I'll post this week that we hit, and then I'll post on the story what we'll have for this week. But Turb, I'm happy you brought that up because.
It's one of the craziest.
I'm doing Survivor. I'm doing Survivor next year because I don't know if I'll still be there next year or not. But this year, if you just fade the fucking Carolina Panthers, you have the Saints and the Chargers off your board. And I guarantee nobody else probably fucking has them. I'm kicking myself this year.
No,
for not
there's
fucking doing it.
It's crazy.
The Chargers this year, the Chargers last year probably got hammered, but
I'll put it into perspective. I'm in one Survivor pool that started with 130 people. There's 38 people left going into week three.
Yeah, because, I mean, the Ravens last week, the Cowboys last week too lost.
49ers,
Ravens, Bengals. I mean, it was just everything. And then another one I'm in, it was like 53, and I think there's 14 left.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, you want to talk about, and I have taken That's been my survivor strategy. I take the shit teams early, and I roll the dice. I think I've taken the Commanders. I've taken the Chargers. I've taken I've taken some shit teams that I faded the Panthers in one. Oh, I took the Bills in one, week one, I think, against the Cardinals. But other than that, it's just been shit teams. And it's so funny because these guys are taking the 49ers and losing the Ravens. I have all those guys who have taken their bad loss already, and now I have them in my back pocket for plenty of weeks. So,
and like
I don't
know,
though,
every year with the Chiefs, like the Chiefs start slow. These big teams, they start slow.
I tell you right now. I tell you right now, if it's going any way that I've seen it, everyone is going to be on the Raiders to beat the Panthers. That line shifted 1.5 when they announced Andy Dalton as quarterback. People forget Andy Dalton started week 3 last year and put like 400 yards up on, I think, the Saints or something. So don't be surprised if it's a just expose Bryce Young game and they just air it out with Andy Dalton, because that's a rat game. I am not sniffing the Raiders.
You're talking to my demons, because I've fucked myself the past two Sundays. I have been such a dead person that I haven't done like a pick for my one pick a week. So I've resorted to Monday Night Football. I've hated both matchups. And now I'm like, all right, I'm going to resort to the Raiders fading the Panthers, blah, blah. Then they make that announcement about Andy Dalton. Now I'm like, I watch now with Andy Dalton. Now I got to
see him.
Go back
I
got to
see him before I fade him. I got to see him play before I fade him.
Exactly right. So I got to get on the board this fucking weekend. I'm doing a pick video. I'm going to fucking be at a wedding on Saturday. So I think Saturday I'm all dressed up. That's when I'm going to get the video going, a couple of shotguns, old school fucking.
Yeah, and then there you go. Just make the pick video Saturday when you're buzzing, and then just store it for Sunday.
Yeah, because –
you know what I mean?
Yeah, because these Monday Night Football games fucking – I mean, like that. This Eagles-Falcons game, that game was fucking absolutely –
stinky.
Absolutely
that
insane.
A stinker all over it.
Absolutely insane. And I want, let's go in order here, because like you're talking, you know, Bryce Young and all that, I want to talk, you know, young quarterbacks. This Caleb Williams shit, man. I'm just the Chicago Bear fan base. I'm getting very sick of like the offensive line talk. Like, you know, give Caleb Tybe offensive line. I hope the fucking Colts shit kick them, man, because granted, Caleb Williams is probably a good talent, probably going to be good. But these Bears fans are holding on to protecting him for as long as they can. They're O-line this, they're O-line that. Now you have an 0-2 Colts team. This 0-2 Colts team, they got to get on the board. They have to get on the board. It's a low spread. And I don't know. I've just been hearing a lot about the Chicago Bears offensive line, and people are going to hold off on Caleb Williams slander for a long time. I just fucking – I don't know. It just – for some reason, that irked me.
Well, I think it's because he got a win in week one. Him and Jaden Daniels have both won games where they haven't scored a touchdown, which I don't know has ever – happened with two.
Not a single rookie quarterback has thrown a touchdown in the NFL yet this year.
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
So, I mean, I don't think that the people are wrong talking about the Bears O-line. Like, I've seen some game tape and they look really, really bad. So they're not the typical number
one.
Yeah,
but if you...
that number one pick was supposed to be from Carolina. So it's not like they should have holes every single place in their team.
But you get what I'm saying, though, Nicky?
Yeah, but
just like, what the fuck?
But Belichick's been awesome, and no bias here. I mean, I think everyone has been like seeing this guy like break down live tape is so fucking incredible. And like he said, it's so true. Is like, how are you knowing that they knew they were picking Caleb Williams.
Right.
Like a year ago, they knew they were picking Caleb Williams, right, and they go out and spend all their money on receivers. It's like, that's not how you set your quarterback up for success. You go and get the best O-lines that are on free agency, and you re-sign DJ Moore. Why? You don't need Keenan Allen. Why do you need Keenan Allen? You don't need him. He's already hurt. Week two, he's already hurt. Why are you paying Keenan Allen? Keep DJ Moore, stack your O-line. Hey, you know, keep Khalil Herbert. Why are you even paying DeAndre Swift? What the fuck is the point of that? It's like, I don't know. You just see these franchises. Like, I watched Hard Knocks, and like I told everyone, I think I said it on the pod, is like the Hard Knocks curse, and everyone gets hyped. And like, there was, you could tell every single week that fucking egotistical maniac Ryan Poles, every single week had to have a little bit about him. About how he was making these decisions and how he was doing all of this. And he's so cool with the players. It's like, that's not how it works, dude. It's not about being the fucking coolest guy in the room and fucking taking the flashy players. You'll never win that way.
Yeah, and it's like it's as old as time. In the 90s, you know how Emmitt Smith, great running back, you know how he broke those fucking records? Because he's behind one of the greatest offensive lines of all time. Granted, great running back, but still, that's the one part of football that hasn't changed for the last 30 or 40 years. The early 2000s Patriots with fucking Matt Light, with fucking Nate Soldier, I mean, like, there's a reason why I know these guys' names 20 years later, because if you get a good offensive line that sticks around year after year, when you have, like, the Giants, when you have one left side of the O-line is now on the right side, now you have rookies and you have veterans, like, sprinkled everywhere and It's the most offensive, it's the most important unit to have on the field. And to Terb's point, these guys knew they were drafting Caleb Williams for a fucking year. And like they do, they get the fans involved. We got Keenan Allen. We got fucking, you know, DeAndre Swift. And all the fans love that. And now, like, what you're seeing, now they're all like, oh, this O-line sucks. It's like,
means nothing if you can't. Means literally nothing without an O-line. I mean, if the Texans are blitzing you that, like, literally the Texans gave less of a fuck. They blitzed every single fucking play. They saw the tape. They saw what the Titans did. What are the Detroit Lions going to – what are they going to do when they play the Detroit Lions twice a year and Aiden Hutchinson is down your throat every single – like, I mean, it's just like if the Texans are doing this to you, the Texans get – they Indianapolis Colts went through water in week one. Anthony Richardson was throwing off his back foot, making it look easy on the Texans D. Caleb Williams getting swallowed.
What do you think, boys? Did like Goodell hear what I was saying about the hip drop tackle and just say we're going back to old school football? I feel like the hitting this past weekend has been phenomenal. That fourth and one stop that the Eagles had on the Falcons, I haven't seen a fourth and one stop of the gut like that in the NFL in quite some time. Fucking like it's, I think that the hitting, the old school football, it's kind of coming back a little bit. You're seeing a lot of fucking off. You're seeing a lot of illegal formation flags. Yeah, it sucks. It's annoying. It slows the game down. But the hitting, I thought that fourth and one stop Philadelphia, Atlanta was fucking awesome. I haven't seen that in a long time in the NFL.
Yeah. Especially with that
letting the boys play.
Garner Johnson, like he's not a huge dude. And Bijan normally fucking attacks the hole. So for him to get blown back like that, even though Garner Johnson, I think we talked about it in the group chat, he definitely did throw his helmet.
But I think what they were saying, though, was originally it came up a little bit. And so by that,
and then he goes like this and throws it off.
That game was nuts, man. I mean, Kirk Cousins, to Nikki's point before the pod tear, before he got on, his primetime record, I forgot, last year he kind of went off in a race that goes. He's like 4-1, I think, in his last five primetime games. And this Eagles team.
Back to shambles.
Shambles.
What is Sirianni doing throwing the ball on third down?
Well, my thing is the defense, Nikki. Yeah, like, how do you let no timeouts?
That's four down territory right there.
Yeah,
it's a minute and 40. There's a minute and 42 seconds. You run the ball, and if you don't get it, it's even better that you don't get it because you probably get a yard, and then 40 seconds goes off. And then you run it, and then you tush-push again, which was working all game. And then if you still don't get it, they're pinned on the 15 with, like, 30 seconds left. In what fucking world do you pass that ball?
Yeah,
and they were, bad play calling.
They were up three at the time, right? It was 18-15?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so even if you give them the ball, like, they have to go and score a touchdown to
beat. They're playing for a field goal.
What Connor was just saying, too, I've noticed it, though. The play calling in the NFL, that's one thing I'll rip on. It's been horrific. The play calling across the league has been fucking horrific. And, I mean, and even the Eagles on Monday night, specifically, it's the primetime game, everyone's watching. So fucking predictable. Then the one time that they're not predictable is where they should have been predictable. They could have pushed on that third down, that fourth down. It's just hilarious because by them kicking that field goal, Eagles minus 5.5 bettors, I had them on the fucking store. I'm like, oh, this just worked out perfect. And then they let Kirk Cousins, no timeouts, 7 plays, 70 yards, 1 minute, right in your fucking ear hole. I mean, I really got to go to the fridge and came back on the 35-yard line. Surging like no problem.
The Eagles play calling has been atrocious, even at the tail end of last year. That's how they lost all those games. And Nick Sirianni might be the worst.
The Kellen Moore,
yeah,
how he threw Kellen Moore,
and when he's hooting and hollering, and like I mean, you want to talk about a coach that just like wears his emotions on his sleeve, and you just it's good when you're winning, and it's so atrocious when you're losing. It is so embarrassing.
Mm-hmm. Let me throw this out to you guys, because I've felt this way for a long time, but for college coaches versus NFL coaches, I feel like college coaches do way better of a job of playing towards their players' strengths and away from their weaknesses. Whereas NFL coaches are like, this is my scheme. If you don't fit my scheme, then you're just not going to play, and I'll play somebody who's worse than you, whether you're like a better talented player, or we're not going to change what we do as a football team. This is what we do. You're either going to be good or bad at it. And they don't change what, like, I feel like with Caleb Williams, roll him out way more. He's way more, effective rolling out and extending plays, just like Mahomes is. Like, why wouldn't you incorporate more of those play calls into your offense rather than like, oh, well, it's first and 10, we're going to run the ball. Like, that type of shit, I think, is the biggest issue with why these players don't progress, or why they go to teams and then just die when they've had great seasons somewhere else. Like, you look at Josh Norman with the Panthers, then he goes off to, where did he fucking go? The Commanders, and they're not playing the same defense, so everybody's like, oh, he's washed. Like, no, he thrived in that scheme. He should have stayed in that scheme, because a coach is not going to use them the same way if they have a different scheme.
I think genuinely I agree. I mean, I'm sure there's always exceptions here and there in both college and the NFL go the other way. But I agree with what you just said 100%.
Yeah, you got to scheme around your quarterback. I mean, I guess what I would say to that is it's a little different when you still have, a top-of-the-line talent behind you. It's a little different when, not that colleges is just you don't have the deepness that like an NFL team has, like, for the most part, you still have somebody who is an absolute stud in college that's coming in to replace. So they're gonna build those schemes off of what works. But it has to be built around the quarterback. I mean, you have to adapt your scheme to your quarterback's style of play.
Right. I'm just saying, like, if you look at, like, Caleb Williams playing in a spread offense at USC, where he's like, I'm looking at my first read, and if that's not right, there, it's a hot route. Like, you've got to be able to be like, this is what worked. We're going to try it. And if it proves that it doesn't work, then fine, go to whatever your scheme wants to be. But like, you've got to give these players some leash to be like, this is what I'm good at. Let me try this. And then if it doesn't work, we can go with what you want. Because
spread offense in the NFL do nowadays is just, you have these fucking edge rushers that are the size of linebackers that can push down offensive linemen. You don't have 5 seconds to throw the ball like USC has against fucking Arizona State.
Yeah, I think we all saw that rollout play where Caleb Williams threw that pick, and they were like, this is a highlight reel at USC.
Right.
Yeah.
And right.
He does that throw it off his back leg, and it's picked off with ease in the NFL. So yeah, it's just, I mean, it's tough. I think you got to build your scheme around your quarterback. Quarterback's key no matter what. You see it with the Bills. I mean,
Sam Darnold. It's that time in the NFL where people forget how the season starts.
You got to know who your awesome quarterback stories. Is. You got to know who your quarterback is. I think the Vikings know that their quarterback's Sam Darnold. They're not asking him to do much. We've got all the weapons around you. Just get the ball in the right pockets and you'll be good. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's pretty simple. I think I could have kind of predicted like the Vikings in a way. I don't think they're going to be as good as they are getting touted right now, but you got to think if Kirk Cousins was able to be very successful in that offense, it does not take much to be that successful. I think Kevin O'Connell's a great coach.
And then again, that
almost kind of argues a little bit to the scheme thing, because clearly Sam Darnold just comes into the scheme. He fits right in, but his scheme is built around those type of quarterbacks. So, I guess it's hearsay here or there, but
yeah,
I mean, I the best schemes win. Like Andy Reid has a great scheme. He's changed it some with Patrick Mahomes, but you're not going to play on the Chiefs and not fit their scheme. If you don't fit their scheme, you're out.
Yeah. I think it's more of like, it's a bad look on the Panthers when they have Baker and they have Sam Darnold come through and they play like shit for the Panthers and then go somewhere else.
Yeah, I think there's more than scheme there, though. I think that's more than scheme.
What do you think?
We're talking.
I love the way you say steam.
There's two different coaches we're talking about here. So how is it all about the scheme?
I can't get over. Now that Conrad
pointed out, how is it all about
the scheme? Is it all about the scheme? If it's all about the scheme, then
it's like
that
a German
rule,
NFL
gone.
Analyst.
No scheme.
Well, yeah, that's the Panthers not scheming the way they need to scheme.
Well, so we're saying back to back. It's all on the coaches back to back. The guy's been there 2 weeks.
Well, he wasn't.
Bryce Young is dog shit. Okay, if we're defending Bryce Young, a quarterback that is not physically capable of looking past the 8 yards in front of him, he's dog shit. There is no scheme in the NFL that can plan around a guy that can't throw the ball over 8 yards, has no ability to read any defense, just sees somebody coming at him and immediately tosses the rock. There's no scheme to build around that.
Here's my question, though, because I think the O-line at Alabama is bigger than what is in Carolina now. How was he good at Alabama, but not he can't do anything in the NFL?
Scheme.
Again, college football.
College
football defensive
linemen. Yeah, NFL players.
Yeah, defensive linemen, college football, defensive
How is Mac Jones able to win a national championship with ease, and then he is seeing ghost?
It's going to go down in history. It's going to go down in history. When the Panthers, when they made that trade for this number one pick, it's not like he was a Caleb Williams and everyone would not get this fucking guy's cock out of their mouths. I mean, the fact that they did that, and the first Ohio State quarterback in a long time goes out last year and does what he fucking did. I mean, what the Panthers have done, it's just, I mean, it's insane. It's insane how bad they are. I'm afraid that the team's going to move. Like, it's getting that bad.
Yeah, it's getting scary. I mean, they're building a terrible product. No one's going. No one.
Do you think Bryce
wants to go? I think, I mean, in North Carolina or Carolina, he's done, but.
He could be doing what Baker and Sam Darnold did too, and go somewhere else and be good.
Yeah, there's a twofold to this that is, I don't know what is worse. So you have the trade that is just absolutely just disgusting of a trade.
Worse than the Russell Wilson trade.
What is worse? Is it the trade or is it the fact that these quarterbacks that were god awful for the Panthers are now winning games with ease and playing very good in the NFL?
The trades, 100%.
Yeah, I mean the trade for a franchise.
But do you guys forget Baker Mayfield in Carolina couldn't throw down, like he wouldn't throw downfield. So like, and again, there's been so many coaches that it's like you really can't point the finger at a certain coach.
Well, yeah,
the scheme that's been tossed around, but it's like Baker Mayfield in Carolina would not throw the ball downfield. It was like Sam Darnold,
like
same kind of thing.
And Ian Manhurts, like, what are we talking about?
They
like,
have more weapons now in Carolina than the whole entire New England Patriots franchise, and New England scored 20 points the last 2 weeks.
They got the Bengals and Ravens at 0-2 with the Carolina Panthers. That's why the beginning of the NFL is awesome.
They have Deontay Johnson. They've got Adam Thielen. Put those two on the Patriots. I'll take those two any day over. Who are we throwing to? Pop Douglas and fucking Kendrick Bourne? No, Kendrick Bourne's hurt. Not even
It's such a bad product. Kayshon Booty. It's such a bad product, too.
Kayshon Booty.
The Chargers game. I mean, it's the product is so bad because Bryce Young, like I think I saw, he had like 2 passes over 10 air yards. I mean, you're watching 1940s Notre Dame football and fucking win one for the Dipper. It's insane how bad it is. And there's stuff. The NFL's crazy right now. I mean, you got Andy Dalton. Man. The Andy Dalton stepping in, the Panthers might get some rejuvenation. The Raiders are in a letdown spot after just beating the Ravens. You got Joe Burrow with the fucking Eminem haircut that's now 0-2. Granted, the Chiefs had some calls go their way. But that was a pass interference call at the end of the game against the Bengals. That was as clear as day a pass interference.
I think
right call. And the Ravens are.
Yeah, I would argue that the Bengals are in a much better spot than the Ravens because Bengals. Yeah. I think the Bengals against the Chiefs showed that it's like they had their wake up call week one against the Patriots. They will be fine. The Ravens to do that week two after the shit storm of week one is crazy.
Because guess what else, Turb? They have the Bengals. They have the Browns. They have the Browns who's catching fire, and they have the Steelers to worry about who are 2-0. So I think you're absolutely right there. But I think it's also too, people forget. This happens every year in the NFL. Josh Dobbs last year. Where the fuck's Josh Dobbs now? Like you get these stories at the beginning of the year, and you get these upsets that happen.
Sam Darnold could be absolutely horrific by week
more than likely.
It's week to week. It's such a week to week league. It's such a week to week league.
Yep. It's true.
And I think what we'll do is, do you guys want to give NFL picks now, or should I do it up on the story and text you guys later this week and get them up there?
No, let's do it now.
Let's do it now. While you guys are looking them up there, I'm also, Nikki, 0-2, 0-2 in the Charlotte League. JK Dellen's had a monster week for nothing for me.
You are 0-2 in both?
I'm 0-2 in Charlotte. I'm 2-0 in my ECU league. So I don't know. I got the same exact teams too.
Check the standings for me. Read them out.
Are we going any given Sunday? Is that the ECU league?
No.
Yeah, that's honk, the one that ECU's you, and then Charlotte is the Honk Fest.
Honk Fest.
Honk Fest, the Charlotte LRP League. We got, where's
I'm 0-2 and dead last.
Yep, Turb at 2-0. Nikki's I can't even say that word.
Up. In Jigba's in Paris.
Is 0-2 and Honk Tua CBON 0-2. And then Turby's takes 2-0.
All right, so I'm at the top of that league. Hey, Pete, check the Alpha Gamma League. Can you give me an update on standings there?
I got to look at my NFL pick.
I'm number
Terps,
two.
You should have
I'm
a hot starter two. In fantasy. I'm two. Terps, you should I'm have a hot two. Starter, and here he is. I've been at 0-2 before. I was 0-2 last year when a massive run, made the championship game. 0-2 in the one pick week in NFL. This week is going to be massive for me.
I'm just saying, if Devin Achane and Alvin Kamara are my two running backs, who's going through that gauntlet? Nobody.
It's tough. Alvin Kamara, like, resurgence.
Oh, Alvin Kamara, talk about a pick this year if you got him. My goodness, the guy's been going insane. People forgot about him, myself included.
Resurgence.
Goodness. That's who you got, Achane and Kamara, Turb?
And Pacheco, who just went hurt. But my three running backs.
Damn, if Pacheco doesn't get hurt, my goodness, yeah. All right, boys, let's get into our picks for NFL this week. Fantasy, we got to get something going. I got to get something for the pick video on Sunday. And NFL picks, Conrad, who do you got?
We mentioned it earlier. I hate that this is going to be labeled as a homer pick, but I really do like the Steelers at home -1.5. It's a low line. This is one of those games that the Steelers somehow squeak out by like a field goal, and it's going to be maybe 20-16 or 20-18, something weird like that. But Pittsburgh -1.5 at home. At Christchurch Stadium.
Yeah, right. Steelers -1.5 at home. Nikki, who do you got?
Skip me, because that was my pick too.
Okay, Turb, who do you got?
I like that.
We got two Monday Night Football games this week too, by the way. Two. Let's go.
Keep it a Sunday pick.
Yeah. give me, you know what? I like that pick, Yanni. Give it to me. I like the Colts. Love the Colts. I was a big fader of the Colts last week. I love the Colts at home -1 against the Bears.
Get right game.
Colts -1. Like it.
I like that pick. I like 0-2.
Can't go 0-3. Like it. So we got Colts -1. Colts are at home. We got Steelers -1.5 at home. Nikki. We had four favorites last week too in our NFL parlay. Four favorites. We really? Were nervous about that and it worked.
Yeah.
Nikki.
Commanders -1.5 lock.
Well, no, Packers. Who was it? I thought we did have four favorites.
Yeah, we did. I must have changed a little bit. It must have changed because I remember we were like four favorites.
It was a favorite.
Yeah, I'll run back the tape. I'll run back the tape. I'll get the story out for before I post this one on Saturday or Sunday morning. Nikki, while you looks like you're still waiting, the NFL is a week to week league. You cannot go 0-3. Baltimore and Dallas, but give me Dallas. Give me Dallas at home. Ravens are going to be going 0-3 to start the season. Ravens are the Cowboys +1.
Fuck the Ravens.
Give me the Cowboys +1.
I'm in between two right now. Give me the Patriots +6.5 against the Jets.
I like that.
Thursday I like night. That pick. Okay.
I've liked the Patriots. Night. I've loved the Patriots against the spread. 2-0 against the spread. 2-0.
Yeah, we'll take it. And Aaron Rodgers still looks feeble out there. I mean, you make this guy move a couple fucking couple inches this way or that way, and
he's an old man, dude. What is he, 40?
I think we're just gonna muddy that shit up.
Love it.
You know who's a big X factor for the Patriots and the reason why I think they're gonna cover a lot of games is that fucking stud cornerback Christian Gonzalez, kid out of Oregon.
Yeah,
I mean he
Gonzalez
put Jamar Chase on clamps. Yeah.
Jamar Chase,
I think he clamps up Wilson and we make him run the ball.
Jamar Chase, talk about a fucking guy who's been fucking useless in fantasy so far. He needs to fucking figure something out. But yeah, all right, there you go. There's the four picks. Get Steelers -1.5 at home. Patriots +6.5 Thursday night on the road, if I'm not mistaken, big fella.
Yes.
And then you got the Cowboys +1 at home, and you got the Colts -1 at home. There's the LRP NFL parlay. You got a top five that will be getting out onto the polls this week. We're going to keep the top fives coming. You got the college football update records with Nikki, with Conrad. We went through the weekend this weekend for college football. Big spreads. And we're going to get to the promised land next week. And you got Turb 5-0 in the NFL. Just gave you his pick, Colts -1 for this week. Cannot go wrong with that. Fuck Caleb Williams. Fuck the Bears. Fuck the Eagles. Nick Sirianni, down spiral. Might be coming early this year, boys. Just get ready. Who are they playing this week? The
Eagles. Saints.
This Nick Sirianni spiral might be – oh, dude, I cannot wait to see this guy on the sideline. Mother effing anyone and everyone. But we're here, boys. We're in the thick of it all. Best time of year. Anyone got anything else?
Comrade, yeah, you know what time it is. You know what time it is.
What?
Jesus.
The Nikki Nightly News.
Oh, jeez. Shit. I totally forgot. Right. You have nightly news?
This is Nikki Nightly News. Once again, Johnny Forgetting. And we start in the MLB with the Yankees leading the AL East to 88-63. The Guardians leading the AL Central at 87-65, and the Astros leading the AL West at 82-69. The Brewers lead the NL Central at 87-64. The Dodgers leading the NL West at 89-62. And Conrad's Phillies still with the best record in baseball at 91-60. In the NFL, Eli Manning, Luke Kuechly, and Terrell Suggs, and Adam Vinatieri headline the list of first-time Hall of Fame nominees this year. Does Eli deserve to make it in? I think eventually, if only because he kept two rings away from Brady in his prime, but he's not a first ballot Hall of Famer. In a very strange promotion, the Atlanta Falcons are giving away two free hot dogs, two bags of Lay's chips, and free refills for Coke products as they induct their owner into the Ring of Honor. This guy must be the most famous Glizzy Goblin of all time. And let's talk about owners throwing parties for themselves, saying, I'm rich and I'm sick. What an ego play. In this year of the field goal for teams and rookie quarterbacks, Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels each get their first NFL wins in week one and week two without scoring a single offensive touchdown. As I said before, I don't believe I've seen this before. The MLB, the Chicago White Sox are coming dangerously close to setting the modern record for the worst team ever. At 36 wins and 116 losses with 10 games left, they could beat the record set by the 1962 Mets with 121 losses as the new era of baseball since 1900. They are currently the fourth worst team in the past 124 years. Shohei Ohtani is also close to setting an MLB record of his own. With 48 homers and 48 stolen bases, he would be the first player ever to have 50 of each in a single season. No word yet on how many bets he's placed this year. In basketball, Woj bombs are now a thing of the past as Adrian Wojnarowski has left for the St. Bonaventure Bonnies as the general manager. In other news, I found out today that college basketball teams have general managers. NHL, in case you have not heard, the world is changing. We now have an openly gay employee in the NHL. Justin Rogers, who is an assistant athletic trainer for the Seattle Kraken, made his announcement, which is something that zero people asked for. In college football, Tennessee announced that they will increase ticket prices by 10% in what they are calling a talent fee in response to having to pay players in NIL deals. Passing this inflation on to the fans is something that I think could happen across the board moving forward. I made fun of FanDuel for giving odds at +120,000 for Arch Manning winning the Heisman. But with Quinn Ewers out on injury, the number one Texas Longhorns have him slated to start. Could he defy the odds and win the job outright? After a raid of P. Diddy found drugs, three AR-15s, and over 1,000 bottles of baby oil and lube, AB Tweet of the Week is a Jiffy Lube sign that says live, laugh, lube. And that, my friends, is Nikki Nightly News.
Oh, P. Diddy. Wow. I saw a video of him, Nikki, at like Central Park hours before he got like arrested, just like hanging out like a hippie. Did you see that?
I didn't see that, but I do have a question for you guys. How many bottles of lube is too many bottles of lube to own?
One.
I think one's crazy.
Jesus.
But I think one
I've never owned a bottle of lube.
Grow up. More than one, obviously, is the answer.
Yeah.
I mean, Carl, we know about you with the fucking vibrator fucking 12-speed fucking. We know you've owned lube.
You said you've never owned a bottle of lube? Like,
no.
Come on.
I mean, like Superbad said, they're fucking not old ladies. They're fucking good to go. Nikki, have you owned a bottle of lube?
I have owned a bottle of lube before, yes.
Turb?
No.
That's a side I want to be on for this type of conversation. Case
okay,
closed.
Well, a thousand bottles of lube is nasty work. I don't know.
Dude, that's insane.
Are they? You think they're stacked up like Coca-Cola cans? Yeah. Like wrapped up?
He has like a closet
stacked.
Of
oh,
them.
Yeah. He's got like a pallet full of lube. Just
yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah,
here we go. That's how they start every Diddy parties.
What do you call them? Like freak something? It's called freak something.
I know it's Cat Williams now. Yeah. Is the Cat Williams Shay Shay interview is speaking more volume than ever, more truth than ever.
There were some videos tweeted out about
freak off.
There were some videos that sounded like there was some Meek Mill Diddy audio, and it was what is this? P. Diddy's old bodyguard spoke out. Crazy stuff.
Speaking of which, Nick, I'm surprised he didn't drop. Sorry to cut you off there, but surprised he didn't drop the Aaron Hernandez 10 series on FX. Just dropped. Senior saw it and said it's fucking. It's a whole lot of GAY talk about Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah,
a whole lot.
That's just alternate.
I saw the actor for Aaron Hernandez, and I was just like, I can't. This looks so fucking corny, dude.
Seniors hooked on. I guess they're like, they have like an episode where they're at Florida, and Cam Newton's like on like the laptop that he stole, and the cops were like knocking on the house. He just chucks laptop out the window. Like it shows like shit like that that happened, dude. It's wild.
This is just alternate history. They did the same thing with OJ. Like they're gonna make up whatever they want to. Like, mom, I take dicks in the ass, but I also kill people. Like, relax, dude. Like,
he said there was a part.
Let him be dead. Bad guy. Let him be dead.
Remember, like, the gun shit? Like the gun shit at Florida with Hernandez, those guys. And I guess like there's like a scene. He's like in Urban Meyer's office. He's like, you're suspended for one game, getting caught with a gun. It's like you're suspended for one game. What game? Next year, season opener, Hawaii. Yeah. Yeah, like, it's gonna be like a comedy almost, like a dark comedy, like how Sopranos can be like a dark comedy. I guess it's wild.
Yeah, I mean they could make a show about Kirby Smart at Georgia. They just had another player get arrested for going 106 miles an hour.
Yeah, those boys love speeding.
Like, why do they keep getting Hellcats?
And by the way, they love speeding too. Like, one of their teammates died 2 years ago from like this. It's like, talk about guys that just fucking don't give a fuck. But I'll tell
that
you
ain't,
what.
That ain't my teammate. Shit.
That one guy though, Nikki, from the Aaron Hernandez documentary on HBO, that one guy who basically spilled the beans on Aaron Hernandez, I feel like FX took that and they ran with it. Senior was like, it's nuts.
It's just been like Nikki said, it's ran its course, man. Like the first two documentary, the two documentaries were good, but it's like, dude, how much more? It's been over and done with. But yeah. I could see that being something that seniors just fully locked into. Cheesy, corny acting, like reenactments.
Yeah, make a documentary about Ray Lewis and Marvin Harrison murdoring people.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
No one knows about that, really. You know, people forget about
that.
We
got to wait till he's dead to get the doc.
People. Yeah, good call, Term. Good call. But I mean, yeah, the White Sox, too, Nikki. When you're talking about that, reminded me next week, Fame Rothstein. We got him coming on to talk about some postseason baseball. I'm pumped for that. I forgot about that. I can't wait. Nicky's never heard of Fame.
I've watched these boys grow up, man.
Bro, he shouted me out on his podcast like 6 years, 7 years ago.
When he shouted us out, he's like, those boys know a lot about the Citadel, like all that shit. Like just those mention the wildest Carolina schools. South Carolina upstate, they know about them all. Oh, it's gonna be awesome having him on. I'm strongly considering, I bet he'd be all aboard it for having a segment when he's on. We talk about baseball, we talk about why do white people do this? Why do black people do this? I think he would love that. I think
that last hilarious. One could be. I don't know.
Maybe we have it one sided.
I'd rather just hear white people. I'd rather just hear the white people.
John's just gonna drop like, why can't we touch your hair? Jesus, John. Fucking relax.
No, I'd just be like, why? I'd just be like, why do black women FaceTime random dudes in Dollar General at cashier lines? Shit like that. But all I know is Fame will be electric. He'll be talking postseason baseball.
He has the best outros of his videos. I saw he had one. He had one where this weekend where he had a ref outfit on. I guess he was going to ref like a hot Pee Wee football game. He's like, Fame, keep it official as a whistle.
Oh, he's a goat. Fuck it though.
He used to come on. He's Nicky. A goat, dude. We had Fame
his
Fridays.
One-liners, dude. His one-liners.
Yeah, the bucket low, like fuck it though. The Fame Fridays, Nicky. He would come on and get Fame Fridays, and he'd give like three picks, and it'd be all over the place. He'd have like NHL, like low-end college basketball, like MLB. Loved him.
If it says anything about like his betting strategy, I saw he had a slip up for Monday night. It was a three-leg parlay. It was like Jalen Hurts anytime touchdown, Jalen Hurts to throw for 1.5 touchdowns, and the Eagles -5. I'm like, so you're telling me Jalen Hurts is going to account for three touchdowns in this game? Oh, it was incredible. Like +450. Just a picture of his like actual slip.
So electric.
Shout out Fame, dude.
I can't wait. I can't wait to see him. Yeah, an OG. I can't wait to see him. I can't wait to get him on. It's gonna be fucking awesome. We'll be talking playoff baseball. I don't know jack shit.
Well, I guess Pete, but we're gonna be talking like toddlers.
Yeah, we got Pete. Yeah, we got Pete for the Philly aspect, and we got Fame for everything else for postseason college, postseason MLB.
The year the Houston Astros won the World Series before they got caught for cheating, he had the Houston Astros like. Literally every single day, every game, they won like 100 games. Like,
yeah,
he knows when the teams are getting hot. So
he loves some baseball.
I just picture it, Johnny. Like, so Fame, you're telling me Joey Votto is still on the Cincinnati Reds?
remember his sidekick, L Train, Larry Rankin's L Train. Dude, L Train would come on.
They're like in some random couch just filming.
I remember like Fame. We'll have to ask him. He wanted us to do like his show that was on like Channel 6, local Cincinnati radio. It would be like showing like the city fair, like upcoming flea markets, and like Fame Rothstein sports show. We got a lot to talk about with Fame next week, man. It's gonna be all time. It's gonna be great. Nicky Nightly News, you got a 2-hour pod. I mean, boys, that was a lot covered there. Hell of an episode. Conrad, send them on their way. Epi 5, season 2. Show me alive.
Season 2, Epi 5, LRP. This is how it's done. This is how we do. Turn on your push notifications. Turn on alerts, sounds, dings, vibrations, every single thing you got. This is LRP. This is why we do it. Fall's coming around the corner. NFL back. College football back. Playoff baseball about to be back. This is LRP. This is sports.
Hang, 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 hang.